A recent complaint about the output of a biomass power plant in Eugene is by no means the first complaint about air quality, but the way the complaint is being made makes it stand out. The group Beyond Toxics has issues with the Seneca Sustainable Energy Biomass Plant, and the issues are being brought to the attention of the Office of Civil Rights within the Environmental Protection Agency, the federal EPA. So it's a civil rights approach. Let's get the details on the complaint and that approach from Chris Winter, who is the co-executive director and staff attorney at the Cragg Law Center. Hi, Chris. Welcome back to The Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me.
Cragg is a very focused law center. Tell us about the usual work you guys do.
Well, we're a public interest environmental law firm, so we really think of ourselves as legal aid for the environment. And we do work in Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, and we represent citizens and community groups on a pretty broad range of issues, from public lands to water quality and also environmental justice.
And what's the backstory on this particular complaint specific to the source of pollution?
Well, the backstory is Seneca Sustainable Energy has this biomass facility. It's in West Eugene, and it's located near a residential community and schools. And the population there tends to be minority and low income. And the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency, which is a regional air quality agency, approved an increase in the amount of air pollution, fine particulate matter, that's going to be emitted from this biomass facility. And there's real concerns about the impacts that'll have on the local community.
An increase in particulates, is this the PM10 or some other measurement?
PM2.5, so fine particulate matter, which is different than PM10. And fine particulate matter really is a unique health risk because of its small size. It easily gets into our lungs and our hearts, and it can make medical conditions like asthma and heart disease a lot worse. And certain parts of the community are more susceptible to fine particulate matter, including children and the elderly, and particularly minority and low-income residents who tend to be exposed to a lot of other risks at the same time.
I'm trying to figure out how it affects our hearts, and then I realize, wait a minute, this sounds very much like the effects that smoking has on the heart.
Yes, I think that's right. And these little fine pieces of particulate matter can lodge in the lining of our lungs, so it makes asthma worse, and they also get into our bloodstream, and that's why it makes heart problems worse.
So how long has the Seneca plant been in business?
Well, the Seneca plant, I think, you know, the original permit was issued back in 2009, so it's a fairly new facility. And then El Rapa recently, in February of this year, approved a pretty significant increase in the amount of particulate matter that's coming out of that facility. And that's what triggered this most recent complaint.
Pretty significant, meaning what? From what to what?
Well, it's an additional 2 tons per year. So I think they went from 14 tons per year particulate matter to 16 tons per year.
All right, so 14 to 16. You had given us a little bit already, but give us a little more broadly the history of pollution and the effects on low-income residents in specifically West Eugene.
So, yeah, you know, Beyond Toxics has done a lot of really high-quality work looking at the community down in West Eugene. They've gone door-to-door, talked to folks. They've looked at asthma rates in local schools around this facility, and the average rate of asthma in kids down there in West Eugene is about twice the average rate. And so that's really, it's a pretty serious issue for the community down there, and a lot of folks have been complaining about a host of different stressors that they feel are impacting their health and their community. And so the Seneca plant is, just one more problem that they're struggling with on top of a lot of other sources of pollution.
I was about to ask that part of it. There are other plants in that area then? Are other sources of pollution there?
There are. It's a pretty heavily industrialized area. El Rapa, the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency, has jurisdiction over a lot of different facilities down there. And they are all impacting, you know, a similar community that tends to be more heavily minority and low income. And so this is really the civil rights component of this case, which is that this this air protection agency that's taking federal money is approving a lot of pollution that's being dumped onto this vulnerable community and is really not carrying out its civil rights obligations.
Chris Winter, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, co-executive director and staff attorney at the Cragg Law Center, representing Beyond Toxics in this complaint to the Office of Civil Rights within the federal EPA about the Seneca Sustainable Energy Biomass Plant, and actually about the actions of LRAPA in relation to the output of that plant. Join us on the exchange with your comments and questions, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So when we start talking about cumulative pollutant effects in certain areas, I mean, the fact is that LRAPA is still required to maintain a certain level of air quality. So even if Seneca comes up, I mean, if somebody else comes down, whatever, I mean, it still has to be, it still has to meet standards within that area, doesn't it?
Well, so in this case, Jeffrey, LRAPA basically is relying on a loophole, and the data that we have from West Eugene is showing that the area is actually oftentimes not in compliance with the standard for fine particulate matter, PM2.5. That's the same pollutant that Seneca is going to be emitting and then is emitting out of its power plant. But because LRAPA issued the original permit in 2009, which was several years ago, there was just a legal technicality in terms of when that PM2.5 standard kicked in. It clearly applies now, and we know it's a health risk, but LRAPA basically said, we're not going to look at whether this particular plant's going to cause violations of that PM2.5 standard or not. So LRAPA refused to conduct any air quality analysis when it approved this most recent permit modification. And so that's a real problem. And that's why we think that the EPA needs to step in and take a look at what happened here.
Has Beyond Toxics put out any sniffers, anything to check the air quality in that area to come up with some measurements of its own?
Yeah, well, I mean, DEQ and LRAPA are collecting background data on air quality in West Eugene area. And so we already have background data that we provided to EPA that basically says, look, you know, we have a health-based standard for fine particulate matter. We know this area is many days of the year in violation of that standard. And yet LRAP is approving even more of this exact same kind of pollution. So why wasn't there an analysis of air quality impacts done in conjunction with this permit modification? And so really LRAP kind of put on the blinders and said, we're not going to look at whether this is going to have a health impact in any quantitative way on the local community there.
I'm curious about jurisdictions here, because you did mention DEQ, the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. They would seem to be the next step up the ladder. Had you appealed to DEQ about LRAPA's actions, or is it not part of the pathway?
Yeah, it's not really part of the picture. The complaint here is really filed under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, and so LRAPA gets money directly from the Environmental Protection Agency. So as a recipient of federal money, LRAPA has to comply with our federal civil rights law. And so when there's a problem with the civil rights compliance, the complaint goes to the agency that doles out the money. And so here EPA provides federal funding to LRAPA for its air quality permitting program, and so that's why we filed the complaint with EPA's Office of Civil Rights.
And what does Title VI concern generally?
Well, Title VI of the Civil Rights Act is a component of the federal statute, and it basically says that recipients of federal money have to ensure that when they use that money, they don't have a discriminatory impact on minority and low-income communities.
Which you feel is not being done here.
Exactly. Because, you know, LRAPA is approving an increase in emissions in a minority and low-income community and failed to consider the potential health effects, and there's already data that shows it's in violation of an ambient air quality standard. We think it's pretty clear here that LRAPA failed to carry out its duties.
So I have to believe if there is an Office of Civil Rights within the federal EPA already that there have been similar complaints along these lines before, Chris?
There have been. So there's been a number of complaints over the years. Title VI has been on the books for a while, and EPA has a pretty good program. It's been through some ups and downs over the last 20 years, and it's been getting a little bit better over the last several years. And so there's folks back in Washington, D.C. who work on these Title VI complaints from around the country. And so it's those folks that will be taking a look at this one.
We're talking to Chris Winter at the Cragg Law Center, where he's co-executive director and staff attorney. We're talking about the filing of a complaint on behalf of Beyond Toxics with the Office of Civil Rights within the federal EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. about the emissions allowed by LRAPA, the Lane Regional Air Protection Authority, over the Seneca Sustainable Energy Biomass Plant in Eugene. Following so far, join us on the exchange if you have questions or comments at 800-838-3760 around the region in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, email address jx@jeffnet.org. Have there been successful actions along these lines before, Chris?
Well, you know, there's been a variety of outcomes and folks that have appealed to EPA for this type of assistance. In one case recently, it was kind of an older Title VI complaint, but EPA stepped in and worked to get the California agency that regulates toxic substances to impose some new monitoring requirements. And there's been a variety of other outcomes. The ultimate remedy is for EPA to take away the federal funding from the recipient. But EPA prefers to try to work out something between the party who complains about the activity and the party who's receiving federal money. So oftentimes EPA tries to step in and play kind of a mediator role.
We have certainly talked to the folks at Beyond Toxics directly a bunch of times.
Yeah.
There's nothing particularly shy about Lisa Arkin and her crew. So I have to believe there have been discussions already, or at least attempts to have discussions with LRAPA directly about this.
Oh, yeah. There's a long history. Beyond Toxics participated very, very in-depth in the original permitting decision back in 2009. We helped them through the most recent permit modification process, you know, last year into this year. So there's a very long history of Beyond Toxics being very open with LRAPA about these concerns, trying to be very responsive to the people who live in West Eugene who are really raising these issues. And LRAPA just seems to be turning a blind eye to this issue. And in fact, what LRAPA did here was it relied on some offsets, pollution offsets, as justification for allowing this increase in pollution in West Eugene. And those offsets were actually from a facility that was 14 miles away in Springfield. And the community over there looks very different. And so it's great for those folks in Springfield, but I think it really compounds the problems for the folks in West Eugene.
Offsets in the sense of the facility in Springfield dropped its emissions?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was a reduction through, you know, process modification or change in the facility in Springfield, and SSC went out and said, oh, we can, you know, get offsets from that facility, and that allow us to increase the amount of pollution that we dump out into the airshed in West Eugene.
It sounds like this would get really, really technical if you start talking about air sheds and whether or not the air does in fact collect around West Eugene or whether it mixes freely, that sort of thing. Are there reams of data on this?
There are, and it's you know, it sounds complicated, but it's actually not that complicated to do a pretty straightforward modeling exercise. You just get an air quality person who's an expert, and there's a lot of very standard programs out there that conduct air quality modeling, and it's really a pretty straightforward exercise to say, here's the amount of pollution we're going to emit, here's the location, here's the background concentrations of air pollution, and it's pretty easy to figure out what the impacts are going to be on the local community. So that gets done routinely in almost every other air permit that gets done, but it just wasn't done in this case.
So again, the complaint filed on behalf of Beyond Toxics against LRAPA with the Office of Civil Rights in the EPA. Is there a specified timeline for response?
There is. So the Office of Civil Rights is supposed to make an initial determination within 20 days as to whether it has jurisdiction. And then after that, it's supposed to issue preliminary recommendations and findings within 180 days, 6 months. So hopefully here the process will move fairly quickly. Sometimes it takes longer than that, but we're hopeful that that EPA's Office of Civil Rights will be responsive in this case.
So you'll know by the end of the month whether or not the Office of Civil Rights even says it has jurisdiction.
That's right. We should know fairly quickly.
But then it's 180 days from that point, from, say, August 26th or whatever the date
would
be.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And so, you know, and Office of Civil Rights can come out, can interview folks. They can go to LRAPA, and I'm sure they'll ask LRAPA for their perspective. And so it can take longer than that, but we hope it'll take approximately that amount of time.
In the meantime, though, I mean, there's nothing in the way of injunctive relief. This is a civil filing, not a lawsuit itself. So, I mean, the releases would continue unabated during that time?
That's basically it. I mean, the folks in West Eugene are now going to have to struggle with this pollution they have been, and that's the real shame of the situation here is that there's a lot of schools down there, kids, the elderly. I mean, folks in West Eugene have been telling Beyond Toxics for years and years that this kind of pollution is impacting their health, and I really don't think LRAPA is being responsive to those concerns.
Let us take another call here on the Jefferson Exchange. Here's Lisa. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. Lisa and Eugene, welcome to the Exchange with Chris Winter from the Craig Law Center.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was wondering if Chris could comment on whether it's possible to have, like, microclimates, areas of a community where the air is more pollution-laden than other areas. And could this be the case in West Eugene?
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. I mean, it's definitely possible. It kind of depends on the geography around there. We've heard West Eugene is one of those places where air can stagnate, particularly during the summer when it gets hot. It can just sit there. And so I think that can definitely exacerbate the health risk and the problems for the community.
So is the filing with the Office of Civil Rights at the EPA a first step toward a possible lawsuit? I mean, are you thinking it'll go that far? You have a whole strategy mapped out here?
Well, we'll see. We would prefer always to try to work it out either directly with El Rapa. We tried that, and they really weren't interested in finding any common ground or compromise. And so the next step is to go to EPA's Office of Civil Rights, and we're hopeful that EPA will help El Rapa see that it needs to do something different here. So that's the next step.
All right, a lot of players: El Rapa, the EPA, the Seneca Sustainable Energy, Beyond Toxics, and of course the Craig Law Center,
right,
where Chris Winter is co-executive director and staff attorney. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, Jeffrey, thanks for having us. I appreciate it.